tell you what, that killer ball, that move down the right, it wasn't just about that ball. If you looked at the move, the 1-2s on the byline, the little flicks, and then he pinged that ball across, and do you know what? Roof had to finish it. It was a good finish, so it wasn't easy.
So welcome to another edition of Future Leeds. In this episode, we're going to talk about a subject that's going to be close to a lot of people's hearts. Leeds. So we're talking Leeds United. Today I'm going to be joined with Tony Hannan. So Tony Hannan is a key pioneer around the music scene. He's produced events for MTV and Radio 1 and spends his time between Ibiza and Leeds. Doesn't sound bad, does it? Tony has a love of Leeds United. His dad first took him to a Leeds United match in 1973 and he's followed the Whites ever since. So let's talk Leeds United and what impact Leeds United reaching, hopefully, the Premier League will have on the city.
Hello mate, how are you doing?
I'm alright, are you?
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for this.
No, it's alright. Where do you want me to sit?
Do you know what? Could you sit here if that's alright?
Yeah.
I think you've done stuff like this before then.
Yeah. Well, I used to run music events for MTV and Radio 1, so I've kind of done loads of stuff.
I've done a tiny little bit of digging.
Right, I'll give you a quick brief. So basically, I created the SPR scene in 1987.
Yeah.
My first night was Chaos in Leeds. There was on a Shoom in London, Hacienda in Manchester. So we were the three acid house nights in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Went on then to creating Soak, so I did all the Corn Exchange events, 25 sellout shows there. Then I created Up Your Ronson, which then went on, we had three top 30 hits in the charts, half a million albums. Then I went on to running all the events for MTV and Radio 1 across Europe.
Wow.
So in Cyprus and in Ibiza, so that's just a snapshot.
And now you're back in Leeds, though.
Yeah, so now I sort of work with Matt alongside Martin and Andrew on Lyft, so I work on programming, strategic partnerships, so I brought Red Bull in, Jägermeister in, Dakota Hotel, Sparks, Sound System, deal with them. Sort of things you see in the cube down there from the screens behind the bar, I got them in free through Red Bull, and we're developing that relationship next year where they're going to put a big music event on for us, big with A-list celebs for free.
Wow.
So yeah, so that's what I do, build and promote and yeah, put people together.
Yeah. Okay, so this is purely about football.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So
I'm going on Wednesday.
I
missed our match this year.
Have you not?
No. I worked to help set up the fan zone for Leeds United.
Right, okay.
So that was 2 years ago. Yeah. Massive success.
So tell me about that then, the fan zone.
Yeah, the fan zone at Leeds was created by Paul Bell down there. You know, I think they took the model of the Man City thing and they put a little stage out there sponsored by Foster's. And I helped kick it off with Up Your Ronson parties in there.
Right. Been successful?
Yeah, the busiest one we did was for the Josh Warrington fight. We had 3,500 people in the fan zone. By far the record, smashed out of the park.
Wow.
But I did three other areas at Leeds that day for that fight.
Yeah.
So, DJ-wise, yeah. So, yeah, I do.
So, obviously, you watched the game. Did you go?
On
Saturday?
Yeah, I watched it in the Village.
Oh, did
over
you?
Over at Headingley.
Right.
Because they've just done the bar up, so there was massive screens and it was packed. And
what did you think? Of the football, or the bar, whichever you want.
The football was great.
Yeah.
I thought the first 45 minutes, we dominated them. We really broke their spirit.
Yeah.
And I think Lampard didn't know what to do. And then, sure enough, second half, we were throwing substitutes on to try and get some traction in the game. Mm. For Kiko Casilla to have, like, literally one save and nothing in the second half was amazing. Amazing. Mm. And you know, from Berardi to every single player, Harrison, who's had a lot of stick this year. But I tell you what, that killer ball, that move down the right, it wasn't just about that ball. If you looked at the move, the 1-2s on the byline, the little flicks, and then he pinged that ball across. And do you know what? Roof had to finish it. It was a good finish, so it wasn't easy.
Because he did well. He did well all game.
He
was straight. That's all right. Yeah,
that's fine. That's fine. Yeah.
All game, he was moving around, he was finding the space, he was stretching the defenders.
Bielsa said that Ruford hit form in the next match. And do you know what? He's never wrong, is he? He's never wrong. And you can't argue with him. And, you know, you just can't. The guy's an absolute god in Leeds now. He's up there with Reevey and Howard Wilkinson. And I think, should he get us up, he'll be up there. He is up there now. It'll confirm it, that he's one of the greatest. So
Bielsa is the next thing on my list to talk about. So obviously, outsiders looking in that aren't bleeding Leeds through and through have mixed feelings about Bielsa.
I think generally the British public love him, right? I think the majority. I don't think Derby do.
No.
I don't think Derby do, and the fans don't, but I think if you're a football fan, you've got to look at Bielsa and go, my, you know, this guy's the real deal and he's humble. And it came out the other week that all the fines that he'd incurred through the players, and also Spygate, he paid himself.
Which is
you wouldn't get a lot of managers doing that. Just wouldn't get it. The guy's humble, he's honest. You know, he came out at Spygate and just went, I've spied on everyone.
Yeah.
He said, but I don't need that information to make my mind up about the team. It's just him, how he is.
Yeah.
He's just an absolute, how can you say it? He's so meticulous about detail that was the last thing that he had to do, to tick all his boxes.
Yeah.
So, you know, for me, spying, so what? It's been going on for years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I think they made a massive deal out of it. I think 200 grand fine is a joke.
Yeah.
It's a joke. You know, when UEFA are fining clubs 20 grand, international clubs to sides, 20 grand for racist abuse. Mm. It's a joke.
Yeah.
And I, I'm not one to go, the EFL, oh, it's corrupt. But I think some of the decisions we've had, the guy who headbutted Berardi was in the dugout. It was clear to see he should have been banned.
Yeah.
You know, Grealish diving about. You know, some of the penalties we've had against Bristol, the guy dived before the keeper hit him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we've never... Last Sunday was the first time the penalty getting overturned that I think Leeds have had a bit of luck this year.
Yeah.
Because we've had none.
And that was a bit of luck, wasn't it?
It wasn't a penalty. They came together. If there was any contact, it was just not enough for anyone to go over.
No.
And the guy came on the blind side of Harrison. Mm. So he was going for the ball. He didn't see the guy come in. So it wasn't like the guy was in front of him. So for me, it was 100% not a penalty. Mm. So, you know, if you're a Derby fan, you're going to be well fed up, aren't you?
Well, I think that's what we're tapping into now. Like, the whole Bielsa thing, like, when you speak to fans of other teams...
They love him.
They love to hate it.
Yeah.
Do you know, like...
They love... Do you know, I've seen on Twitter so many times this year, not a Leeds fan, I've always hated Leeds, but I can't wait for them to come up.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's from people... I've got friends who support Man U, Man City, Arsenal, Chelsea, all of them, all in London and everywhere. And they're all like, we can't wait for you to come up. The Premier League's become sterile... And I think Leeds will shake it up. We'll shake it up.
It's that, because you want to love to hate people, don't you? You know, you want those fixtures in the calendar that you're filled with fear. And...
Do you know what? Leeds-Liverpool, not a massive hostile game, massive fixture. Leeds-Arsenal, big fixture, a lot of history. You know, Leeds-Man U, hate each other.
Yeah.
Big game.
Yeah.
Leeds Man City, not hostile, but another big game. Leeds Chelsea hate each other. You know, it's like Leeds should be there. They should be there. And through bad management and ownership, we haven't had someone to come in and grab the club by the scruff of the neck and go, this is what we need to do. To be fair to the current owner, he's done that. He's improved it. He's improved everything. He brought Bielsa in. On that side, you can't fault him.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd say about Leeds this year is if we'd have got two or three players in January, we'd have got automatic promotion.
Mm.
If we'd have had the money to say to Swansea, we'll give you £5 million now for Dan James's ours. Even £2.5 million, that deal would have gone through.
Yeah.
And I think down to the budgets and things being a bit tight, Ellen Road, maybe, that we, you know... I think that was the difference. If we'd got two or three players in, we'd have got automatic.
Yeah. So, on that. So, I mean, we're doing this interview now.
Yeah.
It's halfway through the first part of the playoffs, 1-0 lead going into it. Just how important is the playoffs and getting up this year? How big a deal is it?
It's huge. I worry about when we do get up, where the investment's going to come from to keep us there, because I think Bielsa has got the maximum out of this team this year. There's, for me, maybe 4 or 5, 6 players that are good enough to carry on. I don't think Bielsa can get the maximum out of this squad in the Premiership. I think we need to bring in at least 6 or 7 players. But I think we've got the right manager to be able to keep us up there the first year and build on that. That's what we need to do. Just stay in the Premiership and build on it year by year. It's huge for the club. Leeds is a sleeping giant. You know, every game's sold out this year. You can't get tickets for love nor money. It's massive. I've got my 3 boys coming on Wednesday. One's flown over from France.
Wow.
So he had an accident, but he's all right, but he's still hobbling. And he only told me he was coming on Friday. And I was like, I'd already sorted the tickets out for me and my other 3. And he goes, where's my ticket? I'm like, oh, no. Luckily, I've got an email from the club this morning saying, Tom, we can get you in here.
Wow.
It's going to cost me money, but at least as a family, we can go.
Yeah.
I think it's massive. I think Wednesday is all about Leeds not panicking, keeping it calm, not letting the pressure get to us because it's Elland Road, and seeing it out. We are the better team. We've got the psychological edge over Derby. We need to just keep that ball, break them down like we did in the first half, and I think it'll come.
Yeah.
It'll come. But look at the Champions League last week. Who knows? Do you know what I mean? You just don't know. So we've got to take Wednesday and we've got to see that through. Just to talk to you about Leeds and my background, my dad first went to Elland Road in 1937 as a 9-year-old boy from Bradford, and his team, Bradford Park Avenue, had just folded. He didn't want to support Bradford City. He went Leeds United for me. He got the bus over with his mate, and that's where his love story with Leeds United, and he took me in 1972 or 3. I can't remember what match, but all I can remember was going in the West Stand and I could smell cigars and whiskey.
Wow.
You know, from the hip flask.
Yeah.
And I was like, I saw the cop and the crowd and the Olays and the great Reavy side. And I was like, I still get that buzz. When I go to Elland Road now, the first thing I do, wherever I am, is I go out and I have a look at the ground and I just look round and I'm lucky enough to play there. Leeds City Boys, I played there, so I played there. I was down at Doncaster for a while, so I was lucky enough to play at Newcastle and where else? Blackburn, Ewood Park, Birmingham, Newcastle. So I've played at Anfield, I played with Leeds City Boys.
Wow.
So I've lucky to have. What got me was at Newcastle, I had big round baths and it was just steeped in history and you could feel. You could feel it, you know. So my love affair with Leeds United has always been there, and this year I'm lucky because I can get looked after by the club sometimes, you know. I get invited down, but I'm a fan. So when my boys come up, we sit in the stands. So I go and I pay my money and I buy my tickets, and I've spent a lot this year just being a fan.
So you want to get back, don't
you? Yeah, you do. And you know, you support your club, don't you? Whatever way you can,
of course.
I'm the ex director for D&D in Leeds, and last week, I think, what game was it now? Sheffield Wednesday game, we beat them 1-0. I took the 2 French lads, the senior GM, Guillaume and William, I took them to Elland Road and I bought them the original scarves.
Yeah.
We went corporate and they had a meal and they went out, and Guillaume's now like, Tony, I feel like I've supported Leeds United all my life. He's a Lyon fan.
Wow.
And he was like, you know, he watches every match, we're texting, he's like, I think he loved it. He said it's the best atmosphere. And this year's been brilliant. The songs, the Pablo Hernandez song, now the Frank Lampard song.
I just heard it.
You know, it's brilliant. You know, absolutely brilliant. There'll be 36,000 people singing that song to Frank Lampard on Wednesday, and I'll be one of them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Without a shadow of a doubt. It's brilliant.
So Bielsa's not going to change the way he's going to play, is he?
No, not at all.
Psychologically,
that guy is king. Because
that's really interesting. Yeah. So like, if anyone's listening, we're talking about the walking goal.
Absolutely.
Which I don't think I've seen before.
If that had been me, I wouldn't let him score.
No, well, Pontus didn't want to
let him score because it was all about the foul in the middle. But the guy actually found Cooper. It was he didn't injure himself, because I watched that and I was there, and 5 minutes after, when we scored, that guy jumped up like there was nothing wrong with him. At the end of the day, we never used to kick the ball out if a player was injured, unless it was serious or head injury. You just played on. And there was a game when Villa played Stoke this year where the Stoke left back went down. They didn't kick the ball out. Do you know what they did? They played the ball down the right-hand side, down his position. They crossed it in and scored.
Did they really?
Yeah. So there's a lot of double standards.
Bielsa against Aston Villa, when he's obviously decided to let him have it, do you think that was a masterstroke?
Yes, I do. Yeah. 100%. I think psychologically, they didn't win that game. Leeds should have won that game. Yeah, okay, they kicked the ball out when one of our players went down, and maybe we should have done the same. From that, only that point of view, he gave them it back. What did he say? He said he didn't give them a goal, he gave them a goal back. Mm. Yeah, he gave them a, he's controlling the power. Very clever. Very, very clever.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair, 75% of that game, we were in control of Aston Villa. We dumbed them down after 15 minutes. They had a couple of attacks, and you thought, oh, this is going to be hard. But after that, we just controlled them again.
For Leeds to have a Premier League team,
yeah,
and we hope it's this year.
Yeah,
how important is it for Leeds as like a city?
Oh, it's massive. I think Deloitte or KPMG did a survey, and they reckon that for every home game at Leeds, it'd be worth up £2 to 3 million for the city: hotels, restaurants, fans, travel, train fares, everything. So financially, yes, and also as a feel-good factor for everyone in Leeds to boast that we're in the Premiership, we're playing Man U, Arsenal, Man City every week at Elland Road, how it should be, how it was, and that was normal. They, you know, that wasn't a big game, it was Leeds-Arsenal, right, okay, we'll go. Huge for the city. Yeah, huge.
And do you see it from a night scene perspective? You know, those big games on a Saturday afternoon. Does it translate into money in the till on the night?
Yes, it does. Yeah, yeah, it does for everyone, the whole city. Absolutely massive. So it ticks every box from the old feel good factor. We're in the Premiership. The money coming in. You know, my son knocked it on the head. He went, "Oh, I'll be able to play Leeds on FIFA." Well, that goes all over. It's a worldwide.
So true.
I never thought of that because I don't play that game. But he said, now I'll be able to pick Leeds United on FIFA. So how many kids in Brazil and Argentina, who is massive, Bielsa, they all follow him in Chile. Yeah. You know, just having Bielsa in Leeds, as the profile has gone through the roof. It's amazing.
So I don't want to dwell on this. If we don't get up this year.
Yeah.
Do we keep Bielsa? Must we keep Bielsa?
We must keep him, 100%. We must give him some more players. And I think two more squad players. You know, so we've got a good 20. I think he said that I always work with 17. I think we need a couple more. Matt proved it with all the injuries. 100% we keep him. And he's already said, he's going to stay. I think he has brought Leeds back to life.
Perfect. Look, Tony, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.